Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. After the holiday season, experts say millions of Americans battle with what is referred to as holiday blues due to stress. Christmas financial pressures open up like a sinkhole, waiting to steal our joy and destroy our peace. Schedules demand every ounce of energy, and false expectations leave us empty and hollow. Let's be real. The most wonderful time of the year could very easily become the most dreadful time of the year. But we can choose to make this Christmas different. Choose to give God praise. Choose to focus on the victories and joys you have experienced during the year, and then find ways to share that with others. Christmas can be a true celebration of fresh starts and new beginnings if we choose to focus on Father and the Son who came to save us and give us true life. The darkness of our own doing can be destroyed when we choose to face and deal with it. The sight of the light of the world redeemed Mary and Joseph of all the stress they underwent during the first Christmas. This Christmas season and even after, choose to focus on things of heaven, not earth, by aligning your heart with the heart of Christmas. Let Christmas chaos be turned into Christmas joy. Allow none to steal the joy from you, including yourself. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, "The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." Remember, my friends, when the light of God's word dawns on us, it draws us to the throne of grace. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we want this Christmas season to be filled with light instead of darkness. Help us get rid of emotional and physical stress and be real before you, Spirit of God. Guide us to uphold the true spirit of Christmas with one and all. In the wonderful name of Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.